All right, welcome to Locked On Heat. I'm Wes Goldberg, and in a second, I'll be joined by my co-host, David Ramil, and we are wrapping up our Media Day interviews with Duncan Robinson and Haywood Highsmith. We talked to Duncan about his offseason and his goals for this season, plus some of his favorite pizza spots in Miami. Then we talked with Haywood about what he learned as a featured player during Summer League and how he plans to get minutes this season, possibly at the four. Let's get to it.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
How we doing? How long is this one?
20 minutes? 30 minutes?
No, for real.
Hour and a half.
What's up? How you guys?
Five minutes, man.
This is your first podcast.
No, let's do it.
He acknowledged it last year. I don't know if you remember. This is your first podcast that you did this in the bubble.
My first podcast ever?
Well, no, the first podcast as a member of the Heat.
Yeah, sure.
We talked
love
during
it,
the bubble.
Love it. Let's
and that was before you launched your own successful podcast.
There you go.
How's that going, by the way?
It's going well. How's yours? You guys enjoying it?
It's much better now.
There you go. Yes. How is it getting guests? That's the worst part for me.
We usually just show up to places like this and put a table out.
That's a good way to do it.
We wait outside popular restaurants and
there you go.
Course players.
As a player, how do you get guests? Because for media, we just go through like Heat PR and talk and stuff like that. But for you, there's not like media PR to talk to.
Yeah, I usually just try to use my network the best that I can. So, you know, people that I have relationships with or kind of like use other people to connect me with, you know, another player somewhere else. So I try not to like pester or badger people about like, hey, will you come on? Right. But it's more so like if people want to come on, then, you know, we would love to have them. We've had a couple moments where people have like reached out about coming on, which is always cool because it's like, yeah, of course, we'd love to talk to you.
What's the success rate for you? Like, is it like a 50-50?
In terms of booking guests?
Yeah, like you reach out to
a player. Oh, man, you got to throw out a lot of feelers. There's a lot of no's.
Tell me about
you know?
It. Yeah.
There's a lot of no's. But, I mean, it's also like, a lot of people would be like, ah, can't do it this, like, let's circle back.
A lot more scheduling than you would think.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually don't do a lot of the actual scheduling. I just more am, like, reaching out to people like, hey, you know, do you want to come on? And then I have them figure it out with somebody else.
Who's your get? Like, if you had to add a good name that you wanted to add onto the show. Yeah, the dream guest.
Yeah, dream guest. Just because we talk a lot about basketball, I think Steph would be a great one. You know, he kind of embodies the long shot thing.
Right.
You know, very under-recruited. Small college basketball, and then to go on to, you know, multiple champion, MVP, all that stuff. I think he'd be a great guest. He'd be a good one for sure.
If you guys would have played him in the finals, maybe you could have exchanged information there.
In between games 3 and 4.
You
could
do a pop onto Draymond's show. And
No, that would have been interesting.
Tell me a little bit about your offseason. You come out, you know, after the Eastern Conference Finals. What's an offseason for Duncan Robinson look like?
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, just kind of regroup, you know, take a little bit of time just kind of reassessing, reevaluating, and then just taking some downtime as well, you know, taking some time away from it, just kind of let the body rest. And then, you know, from there, it's just all about just building it back up, you know, being honest about kind of where you're at, trying to remove the emotions from last year and just kind of be more practical about, all right, this is the reality. Let's kind of move forward and improve on what we need to improve on. So, you know, for that, you know, just kind of reassessing and then just really locking into, you know, developing a routine. I'm a big routine-oriented person, so that's why I spent most of the offseason down here in Miami. Just has everything that I need and was able to just really, really develop a consistent routine, which I'm, you know, was excited to lock in. So, you know, now that the season is coming around, you know, the routine shifts, you know, it requires different things. So I'm excited to lock into a rhythm with that as well.
When you talk about routine, does that mean like just what you're doing practice wise, or is it like I wake up at this time, I'm eating this? And
yeah,
I'm
no, routine all the way through. You know, like I said, I'm very much a routine oriented person. So basically, you know, my Monday through Saturdays are pretty much accounted for with a little bit of variability in there, you know, here and there. But, you know, Sunday I like to just kind of chill and do some kind of like something active, but then for the most part, just kind of like get away from it as well. You know, play like another sport or do something fun just outside of basketball.
Are you a Miamian now?
If they'll accept me, I would like to consider myself.
I think
myself
you've been accepted.
One.
You've been accepted. You've been here for four years now, right?
Yeah, going on. This is my fifth year, which is crazy. My first year I was in South Dakota, some, but yeah, for the most part, almost four or five years. So, I love Miami. I love the city of Miami.
You stayed here in the off season.
Like, yeah, you could have
in the summer
you too.
You could have gone anywhere.
Were you rooting for the Dolphins or the Patriots week one?
See, that's an interesting one.
Oh, we know the answer to that.
No, I've become a Finns fan, and it feels like I'm probably, you know, opportunistic
well,
and become a little
now,
bit of a bandwagon.
Tom Brady's not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up a diehard Patriots fan. I'm not really anymore, though. There's something about, like, also once you get to a certain age, for me at least, like, it became a little bit harder for me to, like, root for New England-based teams. So, but, yeah, you know, I like the Dolphins. I was rooting for them yesterday. They had a great win, obviously. So, yeah. It's exciting times to be a Miami football fan, for sure. Unless not UM, but Miami Dolphins at least, yeah.
You had to throw that dig in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not a dig. It's just, you know, the real UM is solid. You know, University of Michigan, we're doing just fine this year.
That's U of M, not UM.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I mean, whatever you want to call it. Depends where you are. It's locational, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I just land in Detroit and I say UM, everyone's going to think it's
talking about
Michigan.
We can all agree that the Ohio State University is dumb.
Yeah.
They don't get the word the. They don't
Even
get
though,
that.
I guess they did. They won it in like a trademark. Yeah, it's crazy.
Is there a go-to restaurant for you now that you're a Miamian?
I got a bunch, man. I love Q, KYU. That's a favorite of mine.
Second. Omer said he was
I put O on.
So you turned him on to that?
Yeah, of course. I love Q. Q's a great spot. They're great people over there as well. I love Osaka, great spot. You know, a lot of people come at Miami Pizza, but Miami Slice, what they're doing. I don't know if you've had it.
I've got to check it out. It's all over my Instagram. It's like
amazing.
The thing that comes up number one on my algorithm.
My guy Alejandro over there, they're doing great, great things.
They're opening up a regular store because before it was just pop-up or something
Yeah, now they have brick and mortar, but they still have like limited hours just because they got a lot of demand and not a lot of people working. They only hire like very specific people that really know how to make their pizza.
Right.
Otherwise, they won't hire them. So they have like limited staff.
Did you apply? You apply? You seem like you know a lot about
I
the application
about
process.
It, man. A little off-season hobby, yeah. But
well, you're a Northeastern guy.
Yeah.
I respect it. We could talk about pizza the rest of the show.
That's fine with me.
Because you're right. There was not great Miami pizza around here for a very long time.
I don't like cursing in a podcast. That is horseshit. I've been a Miamian my whole life. Pizza's been great here. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
They have like a different style of their own pizza. Like the one, what's the one out in Key Biscayne that's really good?
Oh.
They
Sir
make
Pizza?
Like the pepperoni.
Sir
yeah.
Pizza, yeah. I think
yeah, Sir Pizza. Like that's like, that's very unique.
My man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
he is a Miamian.
But in terms of like universally appreciated great pizza, I hadn't experienced a spot yet, and wow. Miami Slice is definitely that.
It's more of like that New York style kind
yeah,
of.
I think anybody
would
come and try
stuff.
Miami Slice and be like, damn, yeah. Their stuff is legit.
I want to try. Apparently, there's something right here in Bayside called Ben's Pizza that people say
Have
is very similar.
Have
I didn't know it existed. That place is so big. It's like amazing.
I don't spend a lot of time in Bayside.
I don't blame you.
No disrespect to Bayside, but.
No disrespect to way you see that's yeah. not. Yeah. See, no, that's a Miami thing. That's like dissing on Times Square or something like that if you're a New Yorker. Yeah, you don't go there. Nobody goes to Bayside that actually lives here. I mean, do you still go to Taco Factory? Is that what, the place that you
I go to Taco Stand.
That's one of my favorites.
And there's actually another really good one. It's up north a little bit, but it's 222 Taco.
Huh.
I don't know if you guys have heard of it. You guys know Sushi Erica?
Yeah, I know
Sushi Erica is amazing. It's right in that little area.
Oh, okay.
Like North Bay Village or whatever it is. You should
North
check
Bay
out
Village.
222 Taco. Smart. Yeah. Yeah.
You're dropping the
cultural knowledge here. Look at that.
Oh, man, I'm tapped in, man. I'm locked in. Like I said, I spend
my time. I think it's locked on, actually.
I'm locked on. I'm locked on Miami, locked on Heat. There you go.
So what's your go-to? Like, do you use Yelp? Is it word of mouth? Like, how are you finding spots?
So
Instagram.
People give me a hard time for this. I'm big word Sorry. Of mouth. But then the other one is I don't use Yelp really for reviews, but I'll use Yelp to look at pictures. So if it looks good on
right.
Yelp, the pictures, or if I'm like sitting down at a place, I'm like, oh, what should I order? I'll look at the pictures on Yelp
yeah.
to decide what I want to order in terms yeah. of what looks good. So
is it weird when the waiter is like right over your like shoulder, like looking at you, looking
nah,
at Yelp
nah,
of
I got
the
no,
restaurant?
I got no shame. And I also that's the other thing like I really enjoy doing is like not sitting down at a restaurant and having like a preconceived notion of what I'm going to order, but instead like, hey, what do you recommend? What's
right.
your favorite? Because I feel like, you know, you obviously get to connect with the people as well, but then you also get like what they think their best stuff is mm-hmm. or maybe what their favorite is, you know,
right.
depending on, you know, who you're working with waiter-wise, waitress-wise.
How are Heat fans? How do Heat fans treat you on a day-to-day basis?
It's good. I mean, yeah, it's nothing but love. You know, I pretty much stay low key. You know, there's a lot of guys on our team that can't go anywhere or be out anywhere. Tyler, Jimmy, Bam, I'm sure.
Wait, Tyler can't get like, he's getting mobbed by fans?
I imagine, yeah.
There's those
yeah.
videos of that girl crashed her car because she was like trying to get a picture.
That's one particular person. I don't know if it's a Miami thing. Like, I don't know if people would crash their cars to speak to Tyler here nowadays.
It's his record of it.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. I mean,
and you're not up there?
No.
You're more low-key than that? Can you still go incognito around places and stuff?
For sure. I mean, I think it's mostly there's, you know, the Miami's a happening city. There's a lot going on. So,
but you're 6'7".
Yeah, people probably ask you if you're a basketball player.
You know, people don't really think that I'm as tall as I am. People, you know, if I were to ask somebody on the street, how tall do you think I am? They'd probably say, like, oh, maybe you're 6'4", 6'3". Like, people have a bad, you know,
that
gauge
is really
bad.
You don't hunch your shoulders or anything like that, do you?
I got good posture. Try, at least. Try.
If you had to do, we're asking this to everybody, but I feel like you're the best person to ask because you love food so much. If you had to do, you get to pick one. You either do media day every week all season long or never get to eat pizza again your whole life. You have to pick one of those things.
I'd never eat pizza. I have no problem. I mean, I love pizza, but you'll doing find this every day for a week.
Every week for the whole season, not every day for a week. Yeah, I don't know which one's worse.
Yeah.
But it was every month.
Like
once a month for the season.
I still not eat pizza for a season.
Okay.
Or is it pizza for the rest of my life?
Whole life.
I don't know. This has been fun, but stuff is...
We got some really good information from Dwayne Dedman, but what is it about Media Day that you personally don't like? He has no filter, so you can
be as honest
as you like.
I think the thing that I don't like is the repetitiveness and also the fact that, like, we're basically doing the same thing year in, year out. So, like, I can't imagine what it's like for UD, right? Like, he's... Right. Like you,
well, that's why he's last.
Yeah, well, there aren't enough photos of him floating around where you guys have to take more. Like, that just seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Is there any like a new pose or anything that you got to do?
No
photos. It's always the same poses.
Basically the same stuff. I mean, this has been a nice change of pace, relatively speaking. Nice.
Yeah.
With all due respect.
No,
sure.
Just because I'm looking at the end of my day here, and you guys are keeping me from the end of my day.
Well,
so just keep that
it.
In mind. As, you know.
All right,
last question.
Then.
Just
one
kidding.
More. But Jimmy?
What's one thing that Jimmy Butler is not good at?
I mean, he doesn't want to see me in tennis, so.
Oh.
You challenge him and he won't do it?
Yeah, yeah. There's an outstanding challenge. So
there it is.
I'm not saying he's not good. I've never seen him play. But
right.
But he won't take you up on it. Like, he's flat out.
He probably will. But he just hasn't. I'm not saying he's, like, scared or anything.
I think you are. I think you put out the challenge.
He just hasn't.
We're going to our dozens of listeners saying that Jimmy Butler is scared of Duncan Robinson and Sesson.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's scared or, you know, he's got a busy schedule, so there's a lot going on.
He's got barista stuff happening.
All right. Well, that'll do it, man.
All right.
We'll let you go. Thanks,
Duncan Robinson. Thanks.
Good luck this season, man.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting information this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all of your sport wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Is this your first media day?
With the Heat, yeah.
Okay, you did it with Philadelphia?
Sixers, yeah.
Okay, what's the difference like in between the two, if any?
It's not really a difference. I don't feel like it's the same stuff.
Yeah.
Pictures, talking to the media, and this and like camera stuff.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate this?
Media day?
Yeah.
Not that bad to me. I like taking pictures. It's nice to be in a uniform, taking some pictures and stuff. That's not
The alternative is not having a job, so I guess this is certainly a plus.
Worse, yeah.
Do you have a favorite restaurant or food spot in Miami yet?
I have a few. So I've been like, 'cause my girlfriend's from here, so like I've been cultured a little bit here as well. But I do like Carbone. Carbone is nice.
Okay, yeah, it's very nice. Is this the spicy rigatoni
at
Carbone you're getting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the go-to?
That's everybody's got.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
Tap 42 is pretty good
classic.
As well. Yeah. And I do like probably like Prime 112 or something like that. Poppy Steak, something like that. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is she Latina?
She's Cuban.
She is Cuban. She ain't taking you to no Cuban joints yet?
She has, but I'm not really. I mean, Cuban food is good, but I'm not really a big fan of it to myself. Like, I don't like beans and like stuff like that.
Is it because you can't eat them because of the diet restrictions?
Nah, I just don't like beans.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, no.
You just lost your Cuban card there. Forget it. I mean, that's like.
She makes Cuban food. I just don't like the beans. That's the only thing, the beans.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you take you to Cafe Versailles? That's like the classic one.
Nah.
No, okay.
Nah. We don't really live like in the downtown area, so like we're like out the way. But she takes me. I get Cuban coffee out, like every, sometimes too.
All right. Yeah. That's good enough.
You don't let Jimmy know that you're drinking Cuban coffee, right?
I mean. No. I drink Big Face.
Shout out.
100%, yeah.
You mentioned the Sixers before. During that playoff series, was there any trash talking between you and the bench? Was there any like kind of fun going on? Like, do you still recognize some of those guys and talk to any of those guys?
Yeah, me and some of them guys are still friends to this day. We communicate. Wasn't really a lot of trash talking going on. We say stuff to each other, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, when we're on the side of the lines, we're going to go at each other. Like, in summer league, we played against them. They was talking a lot of mess on the bench when I was coming down on the offensive end. The free throw line, they was talking to me. But, you know, it's tough love, and, you know, it's fun. It's fun at the end of the day.
It's kind of interesting going from, like, those intense playoff games, and the next time you're playing basketball in front of TVs, you're playing summer league. No disrespect to summer league, but you know what I'm saying.
Two different type of environments.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you were also a kind of a standout for this team during summer league, too. What was your biggest takeaway from Vegas this last summer?
Yeah, I was just – my mindset going into it was just, you know, try to be a leader on that team. I played summer league before. Some of these guys are their first time doing this. And, you know, they're probably, you know, not expecting – they don't know what's going to happen and stuff like that. So I just was trying to be a leader first and foremost. And then I was trying to work on myself as well, playing with the plans before, you know, setting screens, rolling, making plays off the short roll, playing defense, obviously, unless he culture. But, you know, just trying to just bring some intensity to the team and try to be a leader.
So that's kind of feeds into the next question. Like, how do you start setting yourself up so you can get more and more playing time this upcoming season?
Yeah, well, I think it starts with the work I put in the summer. I've been in this gym a lot this summer, not going to lie. I've been in here a lot working with the weight room guys, the coaches in here, shooting, you know, stuff.
That's been the focus, weight training and shooting?
Just working hard, and then, you know, just putting it all out there when training camp starts and, you know, showing the coaches that, you know, I deserve some minutes, I deserve a shot, and, you know, just trying to just get on the floor.
There's an open spot there at power forward. Jimmy Butler just said he's not playing the four. He just told us all he's not playing it. So, I mean, it's open competition, it looks like, in training camp. Is that the goal for you, is to win that job?
For sure. I'm going to my mindset, just going to just play my hardest and, you know, try to definitely, you know, just show the coaches what I got, like I said, and just prove that I can, you know, bring some impact to this team on both ends of the floor, defensively, offensively, and just, you know, prove that I can play with a lot of different guys on this team.
Okay, this is a bone to pick. How tall are you? Because you're, like, listed at, like, three different heights, according to multiple sources.
According to the latest media day
measurements. What is your official that you want to be recognized? That you want to be known as?
Well, I had hair back in the day, so that might have been the reason why it's changed, but right now I'm something like 6'5 and a half.
6'5 and a half.
Because we've seen you going from 6'4 to 6'7, depending on where you look.
Yeah, I'm not 6'4.
Okay.
I'm not 6'7.
It's not just hair.
The hair was adding probably a couple inches, but I'm like 6'5, 6'6.
Without or with shoes? Is that the matter?
Well, without shoes, I'm like 6'5. With shoes, I'm like 6'5 and a half, 6'6.
We'll go 6'6.
Yeah, we'll go 6'6.
That's why not?
6'6.
Yeah.
All right, and that's another question then. Like, you grew up watching basketball, I assume?
Yeah, for sure.
Where did you grow up, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore. What was your team?
I didn't really have a team.
It wasn't the Wizards, that's for
sure. Yeah, it wasn't the Wizards. I mean, I used to watch Caron Butler and them back in the day.
Good team. Antoine Jamison.
Yeah, it was a nice team. It wasn't really my team. I used to watch them, but sure. I didn't really have a team. I just like watching certain players. My generation was kind of like Kevin Durant, LeBron James type players.
That makes sense. So you grew up, though, watching the Heat and watching?
Yeah, no, for sure, the big three, for sure.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra is the head coach.
Yeah, and D-Wade and Shaq and all of them, yeah, for sure.
So what's it like being coached by somebody that you grew up watching on TV?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting coached by probably a Hall of Fame coach. You know, I just got to take it all in and just, you know, it's definitely like mind-blowing that, you know, I would think about when I was a child, I used to watch – you know, the Heat on my TV, they'd be in the finals playing against, you know, the Mavericks or, you know, Spurs.
Yeah.
And now I'm here playing with the Heat. So it's, you know, it's just a whole turnaround. It's crazy sometimes just to think about stuff like that.
What's something you maybe thought about Spo watching him growing up and then now that you're being coached by him that maybe you didn't expect or maybe is different than what you expected?
Yeah, I think his attention to detail, his intensity when we're in practice and stuff like that. Yeah. Spo seems like such a cool guy. And, like,
you get that a lot, though. Relax. We hear that.
You know, when you're in practice, you know, if you do the wrong thing, you mess up, and, you know, you might get on you, you know, you might yell at you, you know. But I feel like that's how all coaches are, kind of. They have, like, a different side of them, you know, other than what you see from you first meeting them and stuff like that.
Is it tough love when he gets on like that?
Nah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, you want tough love because that makes you better at the end of the day, for sure.
So we got a few other speed round questions here. What was the last song that you listened to?
Last song I listened to? I was just doing a little basketball thing in the other media. They was playing, Drake, I think, Staying Alive or something like that.
Okay, is that a good song?
No, it's a good song.
Are we sure it's a good song?
It's a good song. You going to add it to your playlist or something?
That doesn't sound like it, no.
I don't love that song. Okay, I like the new Drake album, though.
Okay, yeah, no, it has some good hits on that. I mean, it's not one of Drake's better projects, I would say.
Did you like that one or Loverboy more?
I forget which one was Loverboy.
It was the last one with the emojis on the cover.
I like Loverboy more than that. It had more songs I could vibe to. Like, I mean, the other one has some good songs, but I think Loverboy has some better songs.
What's your favorite Drake album?
Take Care, probably.
Take Care?
Yeah.
That's probably mine. Or if you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
Those are my top two.
That's what's solid,
yeah. Yeah. Who's your favorite artist?
Favorite artist? Yeah, I'm between Drake and Lil Baby.
Okay.
I would say.
Yeah. All right. So that's one speed round question. What is something that Jimmy Butler is not good at?
I have no idea. I've known him since Philly, so I should know this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You guys have been teammates.
Yeah, I know, right? He's not good at shaking my hand. Like, every time he sees me, he doesn't want to shake my hand. Sorry. I don't know. He's like, he's shaking everybody else but my hand. I don't know what it is. He's not.
Oh, is this like, pregame too? Or
I have no idea. He does it every time we see each other. He, like, I'm a great ball teammate, so shake like everybody's hand but mine. He's playing, obviously, but it's just.
Well, it's better than what he does to Max, I guess,
yeah,
right?
The
I
mean, middle finger.
Yeah. So you've got your choice between no handshake or the middle finger.
Yeah, yeah.
You prefer, I imagine, no handshake.
Yeah. I'll probably say he's not good at losing. I'll say that.
That's for
yeah,
sure.
I'll say that.
Did you? What was that like then after the game? After the game seven against Boston, the shot doesn't go in. Like, tell us a little bit about afterwards. If he's not good at losing, like, what was he like?
I mean, he wasn't really talking, speechless. But
yeah.
You know, you just tell that he left it all out there, so you know he couldn't do no more else. But you know, he just wants to win, obviously. So he's a winner. So it's tough losing when you want to win so bad. Sure.
What's a fun fact about you?
Fun fact about me. I have a daughter. She's 11 months old. She's about to turn 1 year in a couple of days.
Congrats.
Not a couple of days, but like a couple of weeks.
What's your name?
Her name is Hazel.
Hazel?
Hazel, yeah.
It's a nice name.
Yeah.
Nice name. What's that like first year? I've got a 3-year-old, so
obviously
different phase,
I'm still
right?
learning, but the father life is beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been still learning, obviously, but yeah, it's beautiful.
She taking steps?
Yeah, she's walking for sure. She's so spoiled that every time she stands up, she tries to grab my hand so she can have something to hold on to while she starts walking.
She just have Jimmy Butler standing there. He won't touch her hand.
Yeah, and I'm like, you can walk. Like, just walk. And she's so spoiled, so I don't know. She's scared sometimes, but she can walk. She can walk.
Yeah, they'll go through that, but they'll get out of it.
Yeah.
She'll grow out of it. Before you know, believe me, this is the best part. Next thing you know is her running around and you're trying to make sure.
Yeah.
That's going to keep you in shape even more than he practices.
Thanks.
What's the biggest difference between Baltimore and Miami?
The weather, for sure. And it's just like Miami's just more flashy, like more like she like a fancy car out here. It's like normal. You see it in Baltimore. It's like who is that? Like, everybody's like, it's not really normal in Baltimore, kind of, I would say. But yeah, I mean, obviously the people are different. Like, it's more Hispanics out here and stuff like that.
Sure.
And language stuff out here as well.
You know Spanish a little?
Little bit, just a little bit. My girlfriend's mom speaks it a lot, so I'm learning a little bit. Obviously, my daughter's probably gonna speak it some, and then my girlfriend, she's Spanish as well. So, I'm learning a little bit, but it's not enough where I can have a full conversation. So I can say hi, how are you doing, and stuff like that. But
can
I can't,
you curse?
I know like maybe one or two, I think.
All right.
Because I'm not going to say how I know that stuff, but yeah.
I can imagine.
The
words.
The curse words.
Have you had to make a splashy purchase yet living here in South Florida?
I bought a Louis Vuitton bag. That's about it.
That's it?
About it. Just a travel bag. I needed it, though, because I didn't really have a lot of travel bags.
Did you get hazed a lot as a rookie or anything like that?
Not really.
No?
I would. Well, in Philly.
We were just talking to Nikola about it. We're trying to warn him what's going
to
expect.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know they got a plan for him, but I'm a pretty fun. But I had to bring Chick-fil-A to the plane a couple times with Philly. Nothing too crazy. If I didn't, one time, one of my teammates didn't bring it. They actually put popcorn on his car.
Oh, the full car?
Yeah.
Oh,
the
boy.
The car was full of popcorn. They put glitter and stuff. It was crazy. But, I wouldn't wish that upon nobody. Just, whatever your rookie duties are, just do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah. What would a successful season be for you, and then what would – a successful season be for the Miami Heat?
Yeah, for me, I feel like just, getting some quality minutes and impacting the team, the defense end first, and then the offense end, and just keep getting better as the season goes on. It's a long season, obviously, you know, so I want to get better. And I think for the Heat, you know, I think we, you know, we was one game away from being in the, you know, the NBA Finals. So I think, you know, the goal obviously is to get back there and get to the finals, win the championship. You know, we have the talent. You know, we a lot of guys on the team worked hard this summer and gotten better. You know, so I think that's the goal.
Right. A lot of people are saying running it back
for sure,
might be like a detriment to you, but what it seems like you think it's a strength.
No, for sure. We was right there, so obviously we know we can do it. You know, yeah. We just had to, you know, we just missed it by, you know, a shot, you know, maybe a stop, a couple of rebounds, something like that. So, you know, we were right there. We got the same guys back and so forth. PJ, so, you know, it's going to be tough. Without PJ, yeah. He's one of the cornerstones of this team back last year. But, you know, we're going to do our best to try to, you know, get back there.
Perfect. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Thank you so much. Take care and good luck this season. Appreciate it.
All right, that'll do it for today's episode. If you didn't get a chance to go back and listen to all of our interviews, we did them with Omer Yurtseven, Dwayne Dedman, Caleb Martin, Nikola Jovic, Darius Days, a whole lot of them. You're going to love all of them. They are up on YouTube and they are up in your podcast feed as well. We will be back for a Friday episode too to finish up the week. Thanks for making Locked On Heat your first listen every day. Available wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe, hit the buttons, like, review, all of that good stuff. And we will talk for probably one more episode this week.